Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits getting set for a 6:05 start on a Saturday night. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by a guy who's one of the newest Shuckers on the team, Caleb Bowman. Caleb, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, awesome to be here, and just so thankful to get, have an opportunity to talk to you and just be down in the warmth now instead of up in Wisconsin. So,
what's it been like first couple days in Biloxi and first couple days in AA?
Yeah, I can't complain one bit. It's been beautiful weather. I got the call Tuesday when I was actually, we were on a road trip in Iowa. So flew down here, got here, and it was, I think I walked off the plane and it was already 80 degrees and sunny, and just all these guys I knew from spring training. So they were welcoming me with open arms. All the coaches are just awesome here. So I can't complain one bit.
How fun is that part, Ben, of getting to reconnect with some guys that you got to talk to and hang out with in spring training?
Yeah, super cool, because especially because it's my first year with the organization. So a lot of these guys I did meet in spring training, and it was one of those, like, so I was meeting everyone like for the first time. It's like some of the guys that have been traded, this and that. It's like, but it's, to me, it was all brand new. So seeing some of these guys that I got to connect with in spring training, it's just been awesome to be able to reconnect with and see how their season's been going and just hearing how great things they've been doing.
You talked about how this is your first year in the organization. It has been a wild 12-month ride for you. A year ago, you were pitching in Germany and you pitched overseas for 4 years, now in AA. What has that journey been like for you?
Yeah, man, I can't thank the Lord enough. It's been a wild ride, but a lot of people asked if I would trade it, and not one bit. Like, I went undrafted out of college and knew that I still wanted to play baseball. I still loved it. I was young and kind of didn't know what I wanted to do, so I was like, why not? Let's go see what I can do baseball-wise. And I knew about baseball in Australia, and that's how it kind of the interest sparked, but kind of made a profile on a website and called Baseball Jobs Overseas, and got to Canada first, played a couple months there before the Australian season, lived in Australia for a year, and then after COVID hit, I got to Europe for 2 seasons, and like, my home base was in Regensburg, Germany, and it, like, now being back here, it's like kind of full circle moment of kind of solidifying that I was playing at a high enough level, and now it's awesome to come test my level and see how I can compare here and see what we can do.
Not only did you pitch in Germany, you were a stud in Germany, back-to-back pitcher of the year in the Bundesliga baseball for the Guggenberger Legionnaire. What was the opportunity like to pitch in Germany?
Yeah, it's a different type of baseball. Like, you got some dudes out there that have played some single A, double A, some guys that have just been around the world. Max Kepler came from my home club out in Germany. Donald Lutz, who's the first German-born big leaguer for the Reds, and now he's playing in Australia full-time. But it's definitely a full circle. It's, the competition's a little different, I'd say. Like, you're playing only 2 times a week, so all these guys work 9-to-5 jobs, so they are grinding away at work, and I'm just hanging out, traveling the world to Europe. I mean, going to Greece, going to Austria, Switzerland, you name it, I probably went there just because it was an off day. And I was like, yeah, I could throw on a beach in Greece, I could throw in the streets in Prague, Czech Republic. It was easy for me to do my throwing, but then just to come back on the weekends and have these guys that were full-time, like, they did this as a hobby, they got paid nothing, there was only a few of us that got paid on the team. I found the love of the game more. Like, I've never lost the love of the game, but it just made me appreciate and love the game even more because these guys did it because they loved it, and it made me love it even more.
What was it like doing your off-day throwing program on the beach in Greece or in the middle of the streets in Prague?
Yeah, it's like you said, as a pitcher, it's a little easier. You don't need to find a place to hit. You don't need to find a place to kind of get ground balls. Throwing, you can kind of do that anywhere. So it was fun. Like, I mean, as a pitcher, you carry a glove around, you carry a couple balls, and you're good to go. So especially with plyos nowadays, it's like, if I don't have a throwing partner, I can find a concrete wall somewhere and just be able to throw some plyos and get my throwing in for that day. But it also, I was a starter, so it was a different, I knew my set schedule. So as a bullpen guy, it's you're throwing way more often off the mound. But it was awesome. Like I said, it's not many people can say they just hopped to Greece for a week and got some throwing in and then came back and was able to pitch in the playoff that weekend. So
you talk about moving into a relief role. You spent some time with the Gastonia Honey Hunters in the Atlantic League as a reliever before getting signed this offseason by the Brewers and having a hot start in Appleton, 6 saves over the first couple weeks of the year. What's it like transitioning back to a reliever role after you were a reliever during your college days at App State and then turning into a starter the last couple of years overseas?
Yeah, so I love it. I've always had a bullpen mentality, kind of just a bulldog, like, go in there, do what you can for an inning or two, and just get out of the game. As the guy, when you go overseas, you're kind of the guy. Like, they bring you in, so you know you're going to start. And that was okay. I love that part of it, too, and that's part of my career and part of the journey I've been on. But now coming back, it's just, I love being able to stay in the back end of the bullpen and just be able to know it's going to be multiple times a week, not just that one time. The schedule is going to be a little different. Like you said, your lifting schedules, your prep schedules of getting on the mound, like, you know, it might be once 1 week and then three times the following week. So it's a little different mindset, but I've always kind of thought of myself as having that back end or just like bulldog mentality mindset. So I love it. And it's going really well this year, and we should hopefully keep it rolling.
What was it like making that Double A debut? Kind of been off the rails after the first strikeout, but the strikeout was incredible to start things off. And did it hit you at all of, wow, I've made it in Double A? This is wild when you first came in?
Yeah, it's, you do that, you, like, after the game, obviously, like, yeah, it went off the rails real quick after the first strikeout. And it, everyone has those bad games, and there was some stuff I was going through and just not throwing strikes. But it's one of those, like, I've always said, like, my identity is not in baseball as much as, like, I love baseball to death, but my identity is in the Lord. So, like, you good games, bad games, you're going to praise Him, and no matter what, I still thanked Him. And, like you said, getting back to it, it's like, man, last year, this exact time, I was pitching in Germany, and now I'm in Double A in the States, and full circle, like, my dad was got to be here and all that stuff. So it's just a amazing opportunity. I'm so thankful for the Brewers, Brian Gale, who signed me, and all these coaches here, Will and Josh Spence and Mikey and all these guys. I mean, they've taken me under their wing, and like you said, they're going to push me, and obviously I got to perform, and I want to do that, and hopefully the next few times out I can show them what I have more. And it's like I said, it's just been the biggest blessing I could ever think of.
It's been an incredible journey. Canada, Australia, the United States, Germany, Biloxi. What's been your favorite moment of the journey so far?
Man, I'm going to take it back to when I was in Gastonia and Brian Gale. So we were in High Point, and it was the second to last series of the year before playoffs. And I'd only been there for 3 weeks, and my GM came in and tapped me on the shoulder in the locker room about 40 minutes before the game and said, can you come to the manager's office? And an ex-Brewer actually was my locker mate, Zach Godley. And we kind of knew there was two or three guys had to get cut for the playoff roster because they slimmed down for the playoffs. And I was like, I was one of the last guys here. I was like, this has been awesome. I've thrown well, but I kind of know, like, you guys have been here all year grinding. So I'll go in the office, and my manager, Goose, and my GM, Brady, was sitting there, and they handed me a number, and it was a number to Brian Gale. And they said, called it, and he was like, how would you like to be a Brewer? And that moment was like, I mean, I got choked up, and I was so thankful that, like, what I've been pushing for the last 3-4 years to get back in the States and play, whether that be indie ball or whatever it was full circle. So then got to come back to the locker room and tell Zach about it, and he just put his hand on my shoulder and said, hey, don't tell anyone yet, I'll take care of this. And he's been the big leagues however many years, but this and that, and now he's a little bit out of it. But he, when we got down to the field that day, he took everyone around and just got him the guys in the circle and said, hey, just want to tell you guys a quick thing that let's focus on this game, but this guy right here, Caleb Bowman, just got signed by the Brewers, and he's going to become a pro baseball player for the first time. So it was just the coolest moment of my life, like, in the sense of an ex-big leaguer did that for me, but it was also because of where I've been. It's kind of just, it meant a little bit more.
It's been a real special journey from you from everywhere around the globe. Looking forward to see it continue here in Biloxi. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:05.